It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be here bringing you this podcast on a daily basis since 2009. We appreciate from the bottom of our hearts, all of us here at Law of Attraction Solutions, we deeply appreciate you sharing this podcast on Facebook and spreading the word, and also for giving us positive reviews on iTunes. We're going to talk about some I statements, some things we say about ourselves that are counter intentions, that are self-sabotaging statements or beliefs. And I'm going to give you about 8 or 9 of them today, and you can kind of see which one might appeal to you. Oh, that appeals to me. That's the one that I believe in. Well, that's the one that's holding you back. That's the one that's keeping you from doing what you really want to do, from having what you really want to have. Look, let's talk about money, for example. There's not a lot of difference. I was talking with a client not long ago, and we were talking about money, and we were reminiscing of when it was a big deal to raise $25,000 for a startup. And now we're talking $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. It's just numbers. It's just zeros at the end of a number. So if you can make $10, you can make $100. If you can make $100, you can make $1,000. And if you say, well, you know, my job doesn't pay that much money. My job doesn't pay $10,000. Well, then maybe you're in the wrong job. Maybe it's not where you want to be. Or if it is where you want to be, it's because you see that there's a mission and purpose there. Perhaps you're working for a nonprofit or a charity, and there's not a lot of money in that kind of business, but you enjoy it and you feel like you are contributing something to the world and to society. Then you can look for other ways, what we call passive income ways, to make money. Not everything has to be active income. Not everything requires work. There are ways of making income legally that do not require your presence. The internet is one of them. Direct mail used to be the big one. Now it's the internet. So, you know, if you have these negative beliefs that we're going to talk about, oh my God, they're just holding you back. They're keeping you from having the life you want, from having the love you want, the joy you want, the woman you want, the man you want, whatever it is, the business you want to start up, the kind of income you want to earn. It's all there waiting for you. But let's go through a few of these and see if they resonate with you. I hope they don't, but if they do, then perhaps you need to change them. I am a victim of circumstance. I have bad luck. If I had any luck at all, it would be bad luck. Luck has nothing to do with success. We talk about luck, and we use the word loosely. But it really has nothing to do with success. It wasn't luck that allowed Thomas Edison to become the most successful inventor of his time. It was hard work. It was persistence. You know, it was constant dedication, and it was passion for what he was doing. If you want something bad enough in your life, you know, I have people call me all the time, and they start a plan. They go, well, Robert, maybe I should give up. Maybe the universe is telling me I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't have this relationship. Maybe I shouldn't start this business. Maybe isn't meant to be. And I'm shocked, because those are excuses. Those are victim excuses. You know, not everything comes easy. Not everything comes instantly. Yes, we have miracles happen all the time, sometimes in a day or two. But if you want something bad enough, then it's not going to depend on luck. You have to get yourself out of victim mentality. Well, the next one, I live in a world where there is scarcity everywhere. There's never enough. You know, there's just not enough jobs to go around, Robert. You know, Robert, there's just not enough fresh watermelons at the supermarket anymore. You know, what you can have a scarcity mentality about anything. There's not enough homes at a good price. There's not enough people that want to work for a living. There's not enough people that are honest anymore. Do you hear people saying this kind of stuff throughout the day? And you're sitting there nodding your head going, yeah. There's no more honest politicians. Well, maybe we could argue that one, I suppose. But you get the idea. It's a scarcity. Anytime you find yourself talking in scarcity, stop. I don't care if you're out of the Mojave Desert, you know, in the middle of the afternoon, and somebody says to you, there's just not enough water to go around. Stop. That attracts the opposite. Because by saying that, you've missed out on that oasis just around the hill. You could have attracted that. Instead, you attracted more heat and sand with a scarcity mentality. You could have been sitting under the oasis, you know, with the palm trees and the coconuts and the fresh water and all of that. But instead, you got scorpions and spiders and, you know, sand and heat. Because that's what you attracted. I had a lady today who was a friend of mine on Facebook. And we were talking about people in the big cities. Some of the big cities like Detroit that are just, they look like third world countries. And she says, well, it's just that there's too many poor people. There's just too many of them. And I said, look at, you keep doing the same thing in your city. You keep voting for the same kind of people over and over and over again, expecting different results. That's a definition of insanity. Why not try something new? Why not try voting for somebody who's going to promote business, who's going to promote jobs by lowering taxes and bringing more companies into your community? Oh, well, I can't do that. You know, there's just not enough companies to go around. There's not enough jobs to go around. You don't like poor people. I'm defriending you. Do you see the stupidity? The stupidity of some people. You know, it's craziness. We have to take responsibility for what we're attracting. Well, this is one that gets some people, and it gets them pretty hard, especially if after you've lost somebody. I am alive temporarily, and that's scary. I only have a short time. I'm alive just for a while, and then, you know, I'm gone. And that's kind of scary. Well, Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, Macintosh, and all of that, he used that reality as a motivational tool to push him to go a little bit further, to push him to go a little bit deeper, a little bit harder. He used it as a positive motivation rather than a negative motivation. You see, it's just a fact. It's just a reality. It's part of the cycle of life. So how you use it is up to you. It can be a negative reality or it can be a positive reality. It's your choice. The next one. I'm always messing up. I can't seem to do anything right. Look at nobody who has ever achieved greatness any area of life has it messed up from time to time. And if you're messing up more than most, well, you're getting your messing up out of the way, and now you can focus on doing the things that you really want to do and going the places you really want to go and focusing on doing it right. You see, if you focus on messing up, you're going to mess up. I don't know if you've ever shot billiards, but I've shot a lot of billiards. Or bowling, that's another one. If you're sitting there overthinking bowling, you know, you're throwing a gutter ball, unless you're a professional. Same thing with billiards. If you're overthinking the shot, you're going to mess up. Same thing with golf. Same thing with business. Same thing with relationships. Same thing with attracting. Don't overthink it. Do it. Stop worrying about messing up. You're going to mess up. It's okay. But the more you think about what you're doing and how much you're going to enjoy it, the less likely you are to mess up. Well, I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I want to invite you to our website to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Some of you are up against it. Some of you are on the precipice of something big, something new, something exciting in your life. Now's the time to call. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's do something spectacular together. Let's get a miracle in your life. Now, if you have an emergency or an important situation, you can write me. Otherwise, just fill out the application. It's free. There's no obligation. You know, we'll talk. We'll get to know each other. You'll see if it's right for you. Okay, we'll be right back after this.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Well, another one that people believe is, I'm just no good unless I prove it. I've always got to prove that I'm good. I've got to prove that I'm acceptable. I've got to prove that I have abilities. I've got to prove that I'm unique. You don't have to prove a damn thing to anybody. You are unique. There's nobody like you now, in the past, or in the future. You are one of a kind. Use that to your advantage. That's your strength. That's your power. Focus on where you're going. Focus on your desires and your dreams. Write down your intentions. Set goals. You don't have to prove anything. Go on your own path. That's the best path to be on. Well, how about this one? At least I'm better than those idiots. Or you drive down the street and see somebody homeless. Well, at least I'm not like him. Well, you could be. You know, you never know. This is the world we live in. And this is a very crazy world that we live in right now. Never think that you're better than someone else. You're unique. That's what your strength is. But you're not better than anybody. We're all unique. We all have something to bring to the banquet. We all have something unique about us that if we bring it out to the surface, if we focus on it, if we put our energy into it, could be extraordinary. Now, most people won't do that. And most people don't want to do that. And most people are frightened to do that. I'm asking you to do that. I'm asking you to claim your miracle. And that's how you start, by claiming your uniqueness. Well, the next one, of course, is it's complicated. You ever see that? They even have that on relationships on Facebook. You got married, single, divorced, you know, and then it's complicated. What the hell's complicated about it? It's, you know, you're either in the pan cooking with gas, as my grandma used to say, or you're out of the pan. There's no in between in life. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. You're either moving forward or you're not moving forward. It's not complicated. It's simple. You're making it complicated by overthinking it. Nothing is complicated. Only your thoughts are complicated. Only your thoughts. Anything can be reduced down to its simplest component. Something for you to think about. Might be too complicated. Okay, well, there we go. We're out of time. I want to remind you to set goals. Set your micro goals. Set your lifetime goals. Set general goals and set specific goals. Set goals for your health. Set goals for your work. But get in the habit of setting goals, because by setting goals, you are sending a signal to the universe that this is the direction you're going. And then the universe knows where to help out, knows where to fill in. Because you're partners. You are a co-creator of your reality. You're special. You have power. Don't deny it. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you for all your support, and we'll talk to you soon. Be sure to subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, and you have a great day now. Pay it forward. We'll talk to you soon.